Everybody, I'm Business Solutions Editor Jennifer Biggs, and I'll be your host during today's podcast. I am very happy to have with us Mo Schwartz, who's the Director of Strategic Technology Initiatives for Westcon Group. And he is going to follow up with a conversation that he and I had about a new virtual lab scenario that they have at Westcon, which I think anybody who's a VAR MSP is going to like the availability of this new opportunity. So I'm going to ask him to walk us through kind of what that virtual lab situation is and give us a little background on Westcon along the way. And so I'm really happy to have him here today. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Great. I'm going to have you start off by telling everybody a little bit about Westcon. I'm sure most of our audience knows who you are, but just in case, let's give them a little background, tell them a little bit about what you guys do.
All right. Well, I can start off by saying Westcon Group provides focused distribution across data center, network infrastructure, security, unified communications and collaboration solutions. All right. And we're actually a global organization. North America, South America, Europe, Italy, Asia, Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. So we really span the globe, all right, and offering industry solutions, innovative industry solutions.
Wonderful. And you guys have been at this a while, and I know that one of the things that caught my eye was that you put out a press release and talked about a new virtual lab, and I that really kind of intrigued me because I thought, you know, labs and testing have always been a resource that distributors offer, but this is a whole different ballpark for you guys, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. First of all, I'd like to say that this is our 25th anniversary. We've been around for 25 years. And I've been here for the last 15, so I can see how all this stuff has evolved as far as what the resellers are asking us for.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, you know, and most distributors do have a physical lab on site. Problem with that is if you're not near one of these physical labs, then you really have no access to really demonstrate the solution. And this actually started the virtual lab. We actually started this initiative about 10 years ago with what we call the test drive, where at that time we made available software and hardware test drives available over the net in a lot of cases.
Uh-huh.
We did a lot of new demonstrations on the net. It wasn't quite as advanced as it is today because we didn't have the tools then. And we also made had a very aggressive demo pool, right, that we actually delivered all around the country at that time, you know, to make sure it was easy for resellers to demonstrate products. Now, I come from the reseller end prior to coming to Westcon,
uh-huh,
and I know how important it is to do a demonstration. It really, really made the difference in a lot of cases. And it was really, you know, it's not easy for a reseller to get the demonstration gear. You know, you have to fill out forms, you got to wait, you got to dedicate resources to it and all of that. And we realized the best way to do a demonstration is really supplying it virtually. And so this year, we put together a virtual demonstration lab, which is really a platform, right, that lets our resellers test and evaluate solutions in a virtualized network environment. And what I mean by a virtualized network environment is that we can create different environments for different solutions and bring them up on demand for that. So what it does is provides multiple opportunities for the reseller. The first opportunity is for hands-on access over the internet for internal training use,
uh-huh,
where a reseller can actually get their hands on a box, seller's technician, and our sales engineers, and really go through it and get comfortable with the functionality of the box. It makes it a lot easier to talk to customers when you actually have hands-on experience, and actually going in and piloting a demo over the net. Now, this is really great because you don't have to really be anywhere except at the end of a computer. So it makes it makes a salesperson a lot more effective. You know, you don't have to drive up to your customer. You know, over the internet, sort of falls in line with what's going on nowadays with WebEx and so on and so forth. So there's two types of demonstrations we can actually do. We have what they call a standalone test drive,
mm-hmm,
which is basically base functionality on a product. You don't have to call anybody or anything else. You just have to log in, register, and it takes you through some base functionality of the product. We've set something like that up recently for F5 and SharePoint, where we have a basic set of features enabled on our SharePoint servers, lab, and we have an F5, and you can go to a standalone demo. We can also provide a guided demo, right, when you need a little bit more, when someone needs a little bit more information or wants to really get into the nitty-gritty of it, we can schedule one of our certified technicians here on the line with them. So big benefit is you don't have to ship units around anymore. You know,
right.
It's on demand, which means you can actually do it, you know, virtually any time that you want. And you know, you don't have to sit there and try to figure out what the hell's going on. You don't have to figure out what's going on as far as configuring up a product or coming out with a configuration. So if you have a multi-vendor configuration, naturally products that we distribute at the Westcon Group, we can actually put those together for you, all right, and have that in the lab, so ready to go. So it makes it a lot easier than really looking at a solution.
I think this is just fascinating. It just seems so like a quantum leap ahead of what resellers used to have to go through. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times I talk to VARs, and I'll talk to them, say, about a case study, and they'll say, boy, if my distributor hadn't been able to show me how to put all this stuff together quick, we would have never won this. And this is just another step in that. It makes it easier for, on your end, but also those VARs who can, like you said, dial up in the middle of the night.
Right.
They're all night owls.
Yeah.
And in this world, you know, I'm a VAR on the East Coast, and if I'm dealing with somebody on the West Coast, that can be part of what I have to offer them in terms of a value, that I can get on with you whenever you have time and we can look at this.
Right.
I just think it's great. Go ahead.
Well, you know, actually it's true. I mean, you know, I you know, everything's instant on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime you go on the web, it's video, it's chat, it's, you know, web 2.0 way of looking at things now. And I think the white papers are nice and they serve a purpose. But I think, you know, because of the way the industry is going, the expectations of users, you know, that they want more of a three-dimensional experience, per se,
right,
than just, you know, sending out a white paper, you know, we feel that this type of approach really does, you know, take us to that, you know, meet the expectations of a lot of users, being able to have someone on the phone talking to them, you know, someone actually showing them what's going on, you know, a lot better than any white paper can provide. You know, it's that human touch. You know, and as a salesperson, you know, I understand also that, you know, without that human interaction, you're never going to make a sale.
Absolutely.
You know, and the more tools you could bring with you into that human, into that interaction, the better chances are of making a sale. So really, you know, it provides a lot of value, not only for the resellers, but also our vendor partners, being able to extend themselves out there, you know, in a meaningful way that really helps them go and make a sale.
And I know you and I talked about some of the values, and it's, you know, everything from that not having to ship it anymore to not having to figure it on your own. I always, when we talked about this, I had this visual in my head of some poor reseller with a new product,
yeah,
and it's
right,
spread all over the table, and they just have no idea. But there's also some value as well in terms of, in terms of your VARs being able to show customers what they can do. I mean, they can dial their customers in and show them this as well. Am I right?
Exactly right. You
okay.
Know, so this is the beauty of it, is that, you know, you can bring the VAR in, you can bring the VAR's end user in, all right, and really, you know, tailor a demonstration that addresses their business needs. You know? So beyond getting comfortable with the product, and I've always found that if I'm comfortable with a product, it's a lot easier for me to sell it and you know, really, you know, go out there and talk to my customer about it. But it also adds another layer, all right, that addresses the end user's business process. One of our strengths at Westcon Group is that we're just not a pick, pack, and ship distributor.
Uh-huh.
All right? A lot of our customers have been coming to us over the years to help them with their business. So we really understand the business end of it. We actually use most of the products that we sell, if not all of them. All right? We understand how it helps our business. You know? So, you know, our technicians, our pre-sales engineers, our salespeople who participate in these online virtual labs understand that also. So we could really, you know, go in there and let our partner and help our partners talk about specific applications, how they can actually improve their business capabilities with the particular technology that they're demonstrating. You know, so that's kind of cool, you know.
It is.
You know, what can I tell you? I'm a techie at heart, but the fact is, you know, if a reseller comes to us with a particular application, and this is the beauty of having a virtualized lab environment, if they have a particular SharePoint application or a particular database application, or they really want to show something that really mirrors the customer's deployment, mm-hmm. you can actually put something like that together, you know, and then actually deliver it over the web. So it's really, the customer will be able to specifically see how a solution or a single vendor solution or multi-vendor solution addresses their issue or provides some side, you know, provides a solution for them. And, you know, lastly, you know, we live in a multi-vendor world. There is no one vendor that provides a particular solution across the board. And that's been the hardest thing that I've found over the years is really talking to resellers about, you know, multi-vendor solutions. When I was in the reseller environment, I also found it hard to understand these things. So, you know, the virtual lab really can provide a very good tool, all right, as far as understanding how these multi-vendor solutions work together. So again, you know, we can actually go in there and depending on the situation, of course, put up a multi-vendor solution in the virtual lab, all right, and go through that demonstration for the reseller. So, you know, it's an educational tool also. And again, the beauty of this is that based on the type of demonstration and then, you know, the business justification behind it, mm-hmm. all right, we can actually roll out virtually anything, all right, to show a business solution. Because to me, it's not about products anymore.
No.
You know, it used to be that way. It used to be every high-tech product came out, every CIO, business decision maker said, oh, that's new, that's high-tech, we want it. Nowadays, that's not the business anymore. Nowadays, is I've got a business problem. You know, how can I cut my expenses? How can I extend the reach of my business? You know, how can I make our sales force more effective and so on? How can I highlight my product better? So we understand that business process, and that's what we're trying to, you know, have the end result of these virtual labs. Be able to go out there and really, you know, make that sale in that business environment and address, you know, what the CIOs or the CFOs or the business decision makers are really looking for.
Well, so, I'm going to assume that your partners are as excited about this as I am, probably for better reason, because I'm with you. I'm just a techie at heart. I just think this
well,
is neat.
Well, like I said, we're rolling this out now on with some selected vendors,
mm-hmm.
and we're scaling. You know, we're getting new requests all the time from newer vendors that want to be in on this program, so we're scaling it out. And, we're getting, you know, everyone we've shown it to says, wow, this is, like, really, really exciting. And to me it is. It really addresses a problem that, you know, our competition, the other distributors out there really are not addressing. I mean, you do see some distributors out there and some vendors out there that have, you know, a little video on their website of someone actually walking through the product, you know, or a PowerPoint presentation or a pre-recorded WebEx. But, you know, you don't really see too many people out there to actually open up that product and hear, you know, play with the GUI, actually make changes, see how the thing actually, you know, works, the products actually work, and especially in the multi-vendor environment. You know, so that's something that's unique. But again, it builds on something that we started 10 years ago. So it's quite exciting for us. And now the technology is actually out there so we can deliver it globally, you know, and actually deliver it in a way that's meaningful for our sellers and their customers.
So tell me, just before we go, tell me a little bit about how your partners can take advantage of this.
Well, basically, what all they have to do is really get a hold of their Westcon sales rep, their comp store or Westcon sales rep.
Okay.
Ask them about our Westcon virtual labs, and our sales reps can go in there and explain it to them and explain where to go to on the website to get a hold of it. If they need a custom virtual lab scenario, that can be arranged also. So, you know, it's really easy. You know, all they have to do is give their Westcon group salesperson a call, all right, and they'll get into it and explain it exactly how it works. It's very easy. It's just, you know, join a particular website for the standard or demos that we already have on there, you know, registering for those, and then just, you know, click away and you're there, and that's 7x24. You know, anytime, anywhere, any place around the world. And for more of a custom application, they just call their sales rep and they will arrange it with our technicians and pre-sales engineers who actually work in the lab to arrange a demo. So
wonderful.
It's very simple.
can't be easier than that.
No, not really. I mean, you know, we're there. It's all about enablement, you know, and that's what we're at, where we're at right now, is how to enable our resellers to make that sale, you know, because that's the business that we're in. You know, where it's nice to have all the high technology, but, you know, in the reseller world, you know, it comes down to how can I be competitive? How can I show more value? And, you know, the biggest thing is how can I, you know, capture more revenue? And that's what this is all about. It's just another tool in the arsenal. So.
Well, I hope that the channel partners out there will take advantage of that. And I really appreciate you taking the time to walk us through this. I know I called a couple weeks ago and said, we really have to talk about this. It's just so cool. So I really appreciate you taking that time. And I'm hopefully we'll have you back for some more podcasts in the future, Mo.
I would love to, you know. And you know, one of the things I do want to just close off in saying, you know, it's not often that you get kudos from the industry. But, you know, one of the top industry bloggers out there, the VAR guy,
mm-hmm.
he jumped on this right away, and he said, you know, why hasn't anybody else done this? So,
well,
you know, to get something like that from the VAR guy is really a feather in our cap, and it really, you know, it really shows the way on other initiatives that we're going to be doing in the future.
Well, I agree with him, so you can't argue with that, and thanks so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
Great.
Thank you.